stage monitoring.
Carried that to her. She didn't drink coffee. She drinks tea. Her mom was British, so I never got into that habit. I like iced tea. I was born and raised in the South, but hot tea, not for me.
Wife likes coffee, and after 39 years, I wait till after she's had that first cup of coffee before I engage conversation.
I've been married for 41 and a half years now, so usually starts conversing with me for something I did yesterday or overnight. So I know how it is.
I put on Facebook one time, I don't wake up grumpy, I let her sleep. And the response was, and you're still alive after saying that?
I had a friend used to say that, you know, having a rough morning, you ask him, George, do you wake up grumpy? Nope, I let her sleep. Morning and say, I'm sorry and apologize because I probably did something yesterday, even if I don't remember it or didn't realize I'd done it. I'm sure I screwed up somewhere.
And your two words all through the day should be, yes, dear.
A lot. I know I probably just ordered something from Amazon yesterday. I shouldn't have. So, like I said, I know I screwed up spending money on my ham addiction.
That's one thing. Over the years, I've got my little bit of money that I waste on my toys, and she's got her little bit of money that she wastes on her toys, and it works out good that way.
And that I have money. We don't do a lot of it. We just have a combined account. I don't spend money on things I need or things I want for radio. Done way too much of that this year, and she just doesn't spend money unless she's spending it on the kids. And my thing is, give the kids all the money they need, help them out, you know, this wedding and another wedding coming up in February, that kind of stuff, but don't deny me my toys. I am not obligated to save my money for them to have an inheritance. My oldest boy feels that way too, that I shouldn't go without just to you know, leave them an inheritance. He's also got the philosophy, buy one, cry one. And so I've adopted that, which is getting me in trouble.
Yeah, we've never had children, so I guess that's given us more disposable income. We've got more pets than the law allows. I've got a little Noah's Ark going down here, but yeah, we still enjoy each other's company just like we did, you know, the first couple of years when we got married. You know, she's still the same person, and I thank the good Lord I found her when I did.
We're going through some health issues with my wife and have been for about 3 years now. But that's okay. There's plenty of good before that, and this ain't bad either. I met her where I was working security at the hospital down there where she was an employee, and I had to escort a prisoner down and dealt with that. So we met in March of 83, had her first date in April of 83, and got married in January of 84. Been together ever since, through four kids and my career, so... And I can't complain.
I've seen what both of my brothers went through with their first wives and even their second wives. A good woman's a good thing.
34 MKH to keep the men off my back. It's after 5:30. Haven't heard anything from Ken or Anthony yet this morning. They taking the day off or something, maybe?
There's zero activity on Friday morning. A lot of the guys, you know, work, you know, in their in an office situation, and sometimes they, they got Friday off. Ken may, might still be a little bit out of range, but we'll sit back for a minute and see if some of them come in. KF4 NXY.
KF4 TSW Mobile.
You on your way in?
Wait.
Come on in, KF4 NXY.
Yeah, happy Friday to everybody. Not that it really matters to you guys.
KR4 GEG. You still in there, Scott?
All right. KR4 GEG. This is Scott.
He's on his way to work. It's about 5:30 every morning.
Ken, what was your call sign again? I think I wrote that down wrong.
4 Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. And good morning.
Sir, how are you?
Good, just motoring in for this Friday. And we'll see what the weekend brings.
Weekend's going to bring. I'm going up to Camp David, which is at the Carolina Point Camp up by Sassafras Mountain. Going to be volunteering with my family this weekend for a camp for disabled adults. So that's what my weekend's going to be.
Today for camping anyway.
Mike.
Are you there, Scott?
Little handheld. Yep, sir. It's the net at 9 o'clock, too. From there, easily.
What a handy talkie up in the mountains.
It comes on past my bedtime.
I got a 17-foot whip over here I think you can have if you want to use that to get on HF. It's all the way out. It's good for 20 meters, and you can use that, put it up, take it down real easy. That'll put you on HF and keep the HOA people off your back. The only problem is I can't get out today or tomorrow because they're paving out here in front of the house, so my driveway's going to be blocked. And it's Sunday morning early. I'm headed to Florida for 9 days. So when you get back, hit me up, and we'll meet up somewhere, and I'll get that to you, bud.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, Marshall.
Building your own, I think I've got a KM4 ACK's in-fed half-wave around here. If you want to try building one, wrapping your own toroid and putting the wires up, it's a pretty easy thing to do. There's a video over on his YouTube channel showing you step by step. It's probably a better option, even though, like I said, you got to build it, but it's probably a better option than a 17-foot whip. So you get multiple bands that I haven't retuned, and a 99A you've got should have a decent tuner in it to handle it.
That sounds like a good option.
Got two main antennas for HF are both in-fed halfways from Chameleon, and then I got a DX Commander here sitting in the corner. I've got to assemble, cut the wires, string it up, put the pole in the ground, that kind of stuff. Probably start that after I get back from Florida, too.
4 CEF, mobile. Andrew, KN4, TFW.
Andrew, KF4, NXY.
W4, MKH.
Andrew, KR4, GEG.
Everybody, I hope everybody's having a good Friday morning.
Yep, same here.
Good morning, everybody. This is KC4 DOW in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Sure.
So I'm located in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
These are good.
Is this the Greenville repeater, right?
Right up there at the North Carolina, South Carolina line on 276.
And my name is Grady. And like I say, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 4, Golf Lima Whiskey. We heard y'all in there. Just wanted to say good morning to you there, right?
We're here every morning. morning, every weekday morning anyway, about this time. Just come on in and join us.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Grady, yeah, that's making a fantastic trip from Orangeburg to the Repeater Minion. Doing great this morning. KF4NXY, David.
See that, sir?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Saying good morning to you again, sir.
We got quite a round table going, so I'm going to sit back with a cup of coffee for a little while. KF4NXY.
David, KF4ZN.
Plans for the weekend? I heard camping. That's what I'd like to do, but be a great weekend for it. Anybody else? Ken, you doing anything?
Down to Anderson for the grandson's birthday, but other than that, it's about it.
Lay down there.
I've been down there.
Camping trip coming up at the end of the month. I got this spot down at Dreer Island.
Haven't been to Hunting Island yet.
That. Newberry, it's really close to Columbia.
Yeah, it's on Lake Murray.
Is that an actual scout camp, or is it just a state park or something?
State park. Geocaches down there, and obviously on the lake. Hopefully they can go fishing, so maybe they might be able to do a couple things. I think some of assistant scoutmaster or something, maybe bringing a boat or a canoe or something, but we just got to make sure we follow the rules on that.
Up here in Lyman.
Dreer is foggy near the house. More coffee like David does.
He lets them from time to time. On the front porch like secondhand lions and wait on the traveling salesman.
David, you need a couple of cats out there to play with, too.
That's what I look forward to on the weekend, sitting on the back porch and drinking my cup of coffee.
KF4NXY.
Got it short this morning, but I'm getting off of my exit at work, so... Y'all be good. Have a good weekend. Drive safe this morning, and hope I'll have you another day next week. Get my radio put in the other car, and then I can start talking most mornings, but we'll see. All right. Y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you find me.
73, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
FW4MKH. I'll be out all next week, and... It'll be the week out before I get back in here on the radio.
Everybody go to sleep.
GEG. I'm happy. I just figured out how to put an image up in that little square on QRZ. My primary image.
I need to do that. I've had the site since 2019, I think, when I got my ticket, but, yeah, I haven't ever put a pic up there yet.
An IT guy, I'd be better at this social media stuff, but I really suck at this social media stuff.
They keep changing it. Just when you get used to it, they change it.
Go there, Scott.
Work my battle station / up-and-coming radio room.
30-inch monitors back when I was working full-time, and you needed them all some days. I need to update my photo up there, too, because that's back when I had to flex for a few weeks, and it's all Yaesu in here now, so I need to clean up and take a picture of myself. W4MKH, keep the man off my back.
Down a lot of the windows that I had up on the screen before I took that picture. But normally those screens are covered with windows.
Yes, to you earlier, I worked remotely all across the country and stuff, and a lot of times I was running a VPN. Sometimes they were pretty restrictive, and you know, I could even see my own printer at one company I worked for. They shut things down so hard with their VPN. So I always have all these Windows remote up in there, and then there's always the Unix or Linux sessions going. So it was fun while it lasted, but I'm too over that now.
The Linux workstation, I prefer that over Windows myself, and it's just, it's a lot of fun, but it can be hair-raising, when, especially when those VPNs come into play.
My first professional job back in, I guess, 1987, still in school, or still in college, and I worked with three V2s in a Unix environment. Several years there, I was still in a Unix environment after that. Even worked for AT&T for a little while back there, for about 6 months, before the contract expired, and they had too many people trying for my position, so I couldn't get in. I love Unix. I still have to spend so long since I messed with it heavily that I have to look things up, or I remember the command, but I can't remember the syntax or something.
Different in there. I still look up the options and stuff like that for a lot of commands. So, you know, there's so many options and so many command line parameters and so many things, it's hard to know them all by heart.
Three brand new H2 radios in the shack. I'm constantly Googling how to do something on one of them.
I tell you what, man, Google Gemini has been my friend on some of the stuff, the settings and stuff like that for some of the radios and stuff like that. It has been a good friend for finding some of these settings in the menus and stuff like that.
They're all Yaesu, so they're fairly similar. It's just not like the old ones where every radio had its own unique little menu structure system. So right now they're all smarter than I am, so a lot to learn.
450D. It's not the one I would have picked out for my first HF rig, but my Elmer sold it to me. It was his radio, and I'm glad he did, because it's a really good radio, and it's a good one to learn on.
Yeah, the 450D, though I've never owned one, I had a friend that did, is the way it shows the different preamps and amplifier stages and those things up there, and you can see very easy what you've got in the circuit and what you've got out of your signal path.
And no waterfall, so you just kind of got to scroll through it.
Something called Kiwi SDR, and find one of their web-based SDRs that's close to you, and then you can get a waterfall on that, so you can kind of see what's out there and just tune the 450 to it.
The fun out of it, and there's nobody with the Kiwi SDR close to me.
It's up here, I think it's called Laurel, not Laurel Park, Laurel something, Laurel Falls or something, up on the North Carolina-Virginia border. So it's about far enough away that its propagation there is similar to there, so I can see things up there, and I can talk on HF and see my signal show up there too. So it's always something. It's just
this time when I first started out on HF, I had that, they call it the mystery antenna. I think it's like W5GI or something. I bought it off the wireman up there just north of Greer.
When I got back into the hobby, was a ICOM 718. Noisy little thing, and it didn't have a waterfall either. In fact, nobody had waterfalls at that time.
GFW. Yeah, most of the people there, my neighbors in the subdivision, think that my antenna is just like a TV antenna. It looks like the skeleton of an umbrella.
David?
I'm watching Channel 21 down here and talking about some kind of wreck on 85 South at exit 19.
Go out in that mess.
Everybody get in a big time hurry, and there's some rain on the road making it slick, so y'all be careful. KF4NXY.
Be in the middle lane. I'm passing him in the right hand lane. I'm only doing 63. Anthony and Miss Angela are this morning.
Echo Golf. Hey, this Kiwi SDR stuff looks pretty cool. I want to set one of these up.
Not my favorite SDR interface for a web-based SDR. I like the way you can drag the width of your passband up there. And I got an SDR play here in the shack to do wideband stuff. And if I ever get around to it, I'll expose it to outside. But I like the interface on the Kiwi better.
Then pull up a station in another country and then see if I could, you know what I mean, put my signal out and see if I can see it.
Hack RF SDR that I've played with some and they're listened on mostly. That's been fun.
On J2 radio I've got here in the shack right now is a Hermes Light 2 Plus, and it uses Cetus as its SDR interface, and that's really cool. Unfortunately, it's only a QRP radio, so I got to get out an amp and hook up to that. But I do like the interface of that. It's just such a better way of doing anything, if you ask me. Not quite like a Plex, but close enough for poor man. W4MKH Friday.